Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Solo down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands right, stop to the young part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always play theme. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as far. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Savvy Media presents Kicking It with Kara. On today's podcast, we will be discussing the violence in video games. Hi everyone, Kara coming at ya. Today, we will be discussing the world of video games and whether or not violent video games causes violence in people. So stick around, sit back, enjoy, feel free to join in. Let's go over a little bit of history before we get started. Now, video games emerged in the 1970s, but it wasn't really until the 1990s that the violent games started. Now, a few researchers began exploring the potential harmful effects in the 1980s, but with the rash of school shootings that began in the late 1990s, that started to attract the attention of the general public. So that started to take more notice. Now, today we have about 65% of adults and most teenagers play video games. Of course, 77% of the parents believe that the video games contribute to the culture of violence we have in our society today. Now, I don't know how much that's going to do because in 2018, the video game industry made a profit of $136 billion.
In 1976, video game company Exidy released a game called Death Race. To play it, you put your hands on an actual steering wheel, your foot's on a pedal, you drive around a car and murder anything in your way. You hear the screams of your victims, and their gravestones litter the screen. Soon after its release, there were calls to ban it. There was outrage, and many were worried about what it was doing to their kids.
The game Death Race started a panic about violence in video games.
Violent video games make for violent kids.
Officials say they are responding to complaints from parents that children have skipped school or stolen money to play the games and made a nuisance of themselves.
Outrage exploded.
With the release of Mortal Kombat in 1992, there was more public outrage about violence in video games because Mortal Kombat had very, very violent death scenes.
Parents are often the first to ask, could this lead to this?
Mortal Kombat featured especially violent deaths, and Night Trap showed sexual violence against women.
Cold-blooded murder is making Mortal Kombat the most popular video game in history. Kids relish their victory and their bloody choice. Should they pull out their opponent's heart, or simply rip his head off just to see his spinal cord dangle in a pool of blood?
In 1994, the Interactive Digital Software Association, now called the Entertainment Software Association, founded the Entertainment Software Rating Board, or ESRB. The ESRB introduced a rating system similar to the one that had been used to rate movies for decades.
Last March, we promised you our industry would develop a rating system that would put the controls back in the hands of consumers, and especially parents. The system we present to you today redeems on that pledge.
While there are absolutely popular non-violent games, undeniably violent games like Call of Duty, Counter-Strike, PUBG, and Fortnite continue to be hugely successful. Epic Games alone, the publishers of Fortnite, made a reported $3 billion in 2018. Huge games like Fortnite or Call of Duty or World of Warcraft are created by organizational behemoths with massive budgets and scores of employees. According to John Stats, the first level designer ever for World of Warcraft, there's just too much at stake to be willingly creating something that might be dangerous.
If you've worked in the gaming industry, you're also hyper aware of the responsibility that you have because, I mean, it's a class action lawsuit. It's a big thing. Games are hard enough to make as it is. You're talking $100 million budgets. They don't risk anything. So if there was really any danger, they're not dummies. They would definitely be avoiding any potential damage.
Founded in 1994, the Entertainment Software Rating Board is sponsored by the Entertainment Software Association. They began to assign 6 different ratings to video games. They had early childhood, everyone 10 years and older, teens, which was ages 13 and older, mature, which began age 17, and adult. Now, the rating system is voluntary. However, all console manufacturers, as well as certain U.S. retailers, mobile or online storefronts require the ratings for their games or the apps they offer. Most major retailers have established their own store policies requiring these ESRB ratings to be displayed on the video games that they carry. In addition, they have also implemented age verifications for the sale or rental of mature audiences or adults-only rated games. The ERC members conduct a regular mystery shop adults to help ensure the high levels of compliance, so they have people come into the stores and try to purchase these games to make sure the people are checking for the ages. Also, the Federal Trade Commission, unaccompanied children who attempt to purchase these games are stopped 87% of the time is what they reported. Now remember, virtually all devices that children play, they include parental control settings also. So the parents can activate these and manage how and what their children play. So depending on the device, parents can manage certain features like how much their money can spend, who they can play with online, which games can be played depending upon their age, their rating, how much time they can play, and so much more. So the parents do have control over what their child is playing and how long they can play it for. President Trump and other politicians implicated violent video games in mass shootings. But the question is, are they really causing harm?
This brings me to my favorite segment. Let's see what the late night TV hosts have to say about this. Tonight we're hearing from Seth Meyers and Jimmy Kimmel. Stay tuned.
Scapegoat of theirs, video games.
How long are we going to let, for example, and ignore at the federal level particularly, where they can do something about the video game industry? I see a video game industry that teaches young people to kill.
The idea of these video games to dehumanize individuals, to have a game of shooting individuals and others, I've always felt that is a problem for future generations and others.
You're blaming video games? You do know that other countries have video games too, right? Japan has a huge gaming culture and very few gun deaths. If video games were so influential, they should make one about Congress called Do Something. And as we all know there are common sense gun safety measures that are supported by a vast majority of Americans that we could easily pass right now that would at least begin to help in reducing the frequency and intensity.
The Republicans blame video games. And of course, there are zero studies that link video games to gun violence. And they play video games all over the world. This is the only place where this happens regularly. Video games have not been linked to gun violence. But you know what is linked to gun violence? Guns are linked to gun violence. That the problem isn't fake news. It's real guns. Anyway, the president today tried his very best to be presidential.
It's-a-me, Mario. President Trump, I know you blame video games, but I just want to remind you that in Japan and South Korea, they have violent video games too, and they don't shoot nobody. Wait, where are you going?
What are you going to do about all this senseless violence?
I am going to Toledo.
Bravo, gentlemen. Well said. This brings me to the next point. Now we're going to get into the studies done by Psychology Today and American Psychology Association. Here we go. Now, the question is, are they really causing harm? Because according to several Psychology Today articles, if that were true, playing violent video games, if it really led to homicidal acts, then the United States would have seen a tremendous spike in violence over the past several decades. Playing violent video games is almost universal among all male teenagers and young adults. So many countries like Japan, they have similar tastes in violent video games like us, but they only have a fraction of the homicide rates that the United States does. So how do you explain the difference in that? Now, last summer, a division within the APA focused on the media. They published their own statement. So the American Psychology Association advising government officials and the news media to avoid blaming acts of violence on video games or other violent media. And there's several reasons why. After large analysis of violent crimes and video games, they found no evidence that increased sales of violent video games led to a spike in violent crimes. So the researchers claimed that if the violent games were directly linked to violent behavior, wouldn't there be an increase in crime since there's been an increase in video games? In fact, they found evidence that the more youth video games played, violent youth crime has decreased over time. There's also research that finds no link between violent games and negative outcomes, such as they're saying that you can't find any aggression or depression linked to violent video games, as people once thought there was. Ask yourself this. Do you believe video games cause increased aggression? Because based on the research that exists now, no. They can say with confidence that video games alone do not increase aggression. The better answer is they may be associated with aggression indirectly for a certain subset of the population that might already be predisposed to aggressive behavior. Another question to think about is, what outside factors may be related to aggressive tendencies? So there could be underlying causes for that, you know, possibly hormone like testosterone, that's a link to aggression. Your serotonin levels, that's another link to aggression. Alcohol, that all plays a role in it. So there's other things to take into account. Now, I have another question for you. Are there benefits to playing video games because a number of studies have demonstrated that video games can produce an increase in social skills and communication. It teaches you teamwork, team building, cooperation. You learn how to deal with failure and success. It's better for hand-eye coordination. And yes, it can help relieve stress and anxiety if you do it correctly. You need to learn to time it. Don't play too often because some doctors say it can take the place of pills. So there are benefits to it. It's not just all the negatives that people keep talking about. Now, I am not suggesting that it is appropriate for young children to play video games. Like, I wouldn't recommend an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old be playing Call of Duty, but I also wouldn't have them watching an R-rated war movie. I wouldn't have them watching Rambo. They can't understand it. They can't deal with the violence in it. It's not likely to make them aggressive, but it's too graphic and it's too violent for somebody of that age. So my feeling is parents need to take responsibility for this. They need to step up. They need to ensure that their children are playing age-appropriate games, just like they would make sure they were watching age-appropriate movies. So there is the ratings on these games. The parents need to make sure they are buying the games that suit their children. They need to watch what they're playing. They can't keep passing the buck. Make sure they're doing everything they need to be doing. Just a little food for thought this week. Let's recap. Many parents and politicians have expressed concern about video games contributing to violence in America. There has been a slew of studies claiming that they can't find a link between violence in video games and real-world violence. So let's take a look at the world as a whole, because this is something I believe in. Video games have spread widely around the world without driving other countries to the level of violence that the United States has. So if other countries are playing the same violent video games, why isn't their level of crimes the same as the United States? Because it's not true. The studies have all proven that there is no correlation between violence in video games and violence in America. Also, with the increase in sales of video games over the last several decades, there should be a rise in the increase in violence that corresponds to the same rise in sales, but we're not seeing that. One thing to keep in mind is that if you are somebody who is violent by nature, the video game is not going to cause that. That is who you are as a person. So, that's all we have for today. I'll see you same time next week when we discuss the business of media. Have a good one, everyone. Something, take them all for a ride.